Hello.
Good evening. My name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you for answering. Which of the political parties are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you so much. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local officers like school board on Tuesday, August 20th. I'm going to read the choices for you. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. And I am not registered to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your main racial background? African American Black, Asian American, White Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you so much for answering. What is your age?
66.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, will you say things in your community are going on the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I would say they're going in my area?
Yes.
Or are we talking nationally?
No, in your community.
Do it right.
Okay, thank you for answering. I'm going to give you a list now and from the following list, which issue should your local elected official focus on most to help you and your family? K-12 education, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion, hurricane and flooding preparation, or overdevelopment?
Are we selecting one?
Sorry,
is the question
what?
For which? What is the question for which one, or is there a group that I can say?
No, just one.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal immigration.
Okay, thank you for answering. Now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. As well, if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that, okay? The first one is Joe Biden. Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. The next one is Donald Trump. It's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you, Franzrin. And the last one is Ron DeSantis. As well, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you, Franzrin. The next question is a list. I'm going to tell you the choices, and you will have to tell me which issue should your country school board focus on most to improve K-12 education. The first one is ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained. The next one is improving the academic rating of the schools. The next one is increasing teachers' pay. Then reducing class sizes. The next one is strengthening school safety and security measures, then increasing school choice options, And the last one, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline.
Boy, there's a lot in there, Edward. School choice.
The school choices?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Then now you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of it, you can indicate that as well. The first one is private schools. Are they very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you for answering. Then is your local PTA or PTO is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you for answering. The next one is charter schools. Is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. The next one is traditional public schools. Is very or somewhat favorable, somewhat or very unfavorable?
What are they now? Somewhat favorable.
Thank you for answering. The next one is teachers. There are the same options. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The next one is teacher unions.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you for answering. The next one is Moms for Liberty. It's very, somewhat favorable, or somewhat and very unfavorable?
Unfamiliar.
Unfavorable.
Unfamiliar.
I'm sorry,
have not heard of that before.
Okay, thank you so much for answering. And then the last one is your country school board.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you for answering. The next question, well, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your country school board is doing? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
The country school board?
Mm-hmm.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you for answering. And how could you rate the quality of the schools in your neighbor? Would you say that they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'd say good.
Yeah, thank you. And which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Also, they are not top of mind concerns. I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Not engaged.
Okay, thank you so much. Then, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While education choice is nice, it takes money out of public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Or parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
Parents will have a better choice.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering. As you may know, the elections for a school board are non-partisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear in your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We shall keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Political party.
Okay, thank you so much for answering. I'm typing your response. The next one is, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Parents have the right.
Thank you for answering. Now you will be given a series of issue positions that a candidate may hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the elections for a school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one is a candidate who wants our school to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic. You are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is a candidate who supports putting uniform police officers in every school in Florida. Much more likely.
I'm sorry, repeat that question.
Okay. A candidate who supports putting uniform police officers in every school in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you for answering. The next one is a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
I'm not sure which way that question is. Am I saying, do I like or dislike them teaching that?
How's your opinion about if it is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or not different?
If they're good, to make sure I understand this question, this is very important to me.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Are we saying if they support critical race theory, that I am against it 100%?
Well, the question is about if you agree with a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes, ban. Okay. I strongly approve.
Okay. Thank you so much. Then, if a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you for answering. The next one is a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security. The same options, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you for answering. Then is a candidate who supports making classrooms cell phone and social media free zones during school hours. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I'm sorry, will you repeat the question?
Yes. A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during schools.
To ban cell phones?
No.
Is that the question?
No, it's for making free songs during the school hours for students who want to have cell phone and social media.
Negative.
So you will say it's, okay, much less likely.
Yes, very, very no, yes.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, a candidate who supports the parental right in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Very likely.
Thank you for answering. Then is, a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Very likely.
Thank you so much. Then we have a candidate who supports protecting girls' sport programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as females.
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sport programs by banning the participation of biological males
Very likely. Yes.
Okay, thank you for answering. The next one is a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you for answering. And the last one for this question is, a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught on the classroom?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you so much for answering. Then just a few more questions. How long have you lived in Florida?
All my life.
Okay, thank you so much. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? The options are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Technical school.
Okay, thank you so much. And we have, do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
Yes.
And which type of a school? A traditional, a public charter, minded school, a religious, or are they in
public?
Oh, okay, thank you so much. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox?
Daily.
Daily, okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Okay.